USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
America's top military commanders appearing before a U.S. Senate panel and answering some tough questions about the pullout of American troops from Afghanistan recently. Missouri Republican Senator Josh Hawley saying afterwards that Defense Chief Lloyd Austin would not admit that Americans have been left behind there.
But he said that. He's under oath. And he actually said that. You know what? It's a Joe Biden talking point. I mean, Joe Biden's White House has said that, oh, we didn't actually leave Americans behind. Guess what? We're not in Afghanistan. The American civilians still are.
Some of the officials testified that they had advised the president to leave at least 2,500 U.S. troops in Afghanistan, but he chose not to do so. White House spokeswoman Jen Psaki on that.
Secretary Austin specifically said, if you stayed there at a forced posture of 2,500, certainly you'd be in a fight with the Taliban and you'd have to reinforce.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, a veterinarian physician and founder of Youngevity, great, great nutritional company, based on 90 for life. 90 essential nutrients, all vertebrates, whether you're a wombat, an elephant, a giraffe, an ostrich, a human being, a monkey, a cow, a dog or a cat, doesn't matter. All vertebrates require 90 essential nutrients, 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 3 fatty acids. They help prevent birth defects. There are no genetic birth defects. That's my thesis is in the Smithsonian Institute of Natural Treasure. There are no genetically transmitted diseases. They're all nutritional deficiency diseases. That's what my thesis is in the Smithsonian Institute of Natural Treasure. I want you to get on the 90 for Life program, 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 3 fatty acids, and don't forget the Rebound or sports drink. And don't forget, you need your immune system because of all this pandemic virus stuff going around. And so contact us at usaradiohealth.com. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com.